Coming up on the Thursday edition of The Zone Daily, we've got Thursday Night Football, a little preview of that coming up. Plus, Greg Cosell of NFL Films explains exactly what Arizona did on Sunday in order to make the Titans' defense uncomfortable. We'll get to our segment of The Install with Buck Rising that dropped yesterday on our podcast network. All that and more. Busy Thursday, and it starts right now.
Yesterday's headlines, tonight's topics, and one big story you need to know. This is the Zone Daily Podcast with Will Voling.
It is your daily news brief in Nashville, Tennessee, right here on the 104.5 The Zone Podcast Network. I'm your host, Will Voling. This is the Zone Daily. We're going to talk to you for about 10 minutes to get your day started. Thursday Night Football coming up tonight. The Tennessee Titans getting ready for the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday. We'll have your injury report there coming up in a matter of seconds here on today's show. Plus, a little bit of a preview of what you can hear tonight on 104.5 The Zone, a very special event benefiting Waverly High School football inside Nissan Stadium as we get your Thursday started. We begin, though, with the injury report with the big Titans headlines. That's where we spent most of the time talking about anything going on in Middle Tennessee this week. A.J. Brown limited with a knee injury, as was Anthony Firkser, Harold Landry, and David Long. All of those guys limited in yesterday's practice. The good news, Caleb Farley, Chris Jackson, Josh Reynolds, and Derek Roberson were all full participants at practice. I don't know if that is good news, actually, if you're talking about Caleb Farley, because he was designated with a shoulder injury, but did not miss any practice. Bud Dupree, now the bad news, did not practice on Wednesday. I'm going to assume that this is a maintenance day. Bud Dupree working back from his knee injury last year as a Pittsburgh Steeler. I don't think there's really much to read into here, much to be too worried about, but certainly not ideal for the Titans edge rusher who was not particularly good on Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. We'll get to Greg Cosell's comments on yesterday's Install podcast coming up in a moment, but first we get you ready for tonight. The New York Giants in Washington against the football team. Still weird to say that, by the way. This one is going to be an interesting one. Washington favored by 3.5 points. But the New York football Giants have been really good against these football teams. Giants looking to win their sixth straight game against Washington. This is a really interesting matchup because you got two 0-1 teams. You've got a New York team that probably should have beaten a very mediocre Broncos team at home. They fall in week number one. And then you've got a Washington team that falls in a really tight one to the Chargers at home. And Chase Young was held without a sack, and I would expect him to be much more involved against this Giants team. A young offensive line for New York. Daniel Jones and his fumble issues. I think this is a good matchup for Washington. I think they finally break through against the Giants. But looking forward to a fun one tonight coming up at 7:20 to get week two started around the National Football League. As we look back to week one, we close the book on week number one on today's show. Greg Cosell was on the Install with Buck Rising yesterday. We always like to play you a portion of that podcast every Thursday here on The Zone Daily. And they talked specifically about what concerned Greg, what concerned anyone watching back the film about this Titans defense against Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals, and a couple of particular looks that gave this Titans defense a lot of trouble. Here's Greg Cosell on our newest podcast, The Install, on 104.5 The Zone.
There was not a place on the field that Kyler Murray looked ineffective on Sunday, so I guess we should start there. I mean, Greg, it's hard to imagine that any player had as good an individual performance as Murray did against the Titans. He was spectacular. The accuracy, did not miss a beat. The throws on the run where he's, you know, making defenders miss three different ways on the defense on a 3rd and 10, ripping a ball for 18 yards to Rondale Moore and driving the Titans crazy on 3rd down. Yet again, the struggles continue. But what did you see? I guess that's the side of the ball that we'll start on. What were the Cardinals doing to exploit the Titans defense? Because honestly, Greg, when I went back and watched this game a couple of times, I thought the Titans defense did about all that they could outside of a few certain situations that we'll talk about.
Well, you know, I guess the one thing that surprised me the most when I put on that side of the ball was how much 12 personnel they played, meaning that they played with one back and two tight ends. And that was actually their most used personnel package in the game.
They look like the Titans.
Yeah, and I think when you think of the Cardinals, you don't think of them that way. Now, they did line up, obviously, with three wide receivers, and they did have meaningful snaps with four wide receivers, what we call 10 personnel. But they really lined up with two tight ends on, not quite half, but close to half of their offensive snaps. And the other thing that really stood out, which they do a lot of, and they were very efficient out of it, was empty sets. Mm-hmm. They lined up in empty sets, and they did that out of all three personnel packages, 12, two tight ends, 11, three wide, and 10, four wide. And just to give you an example of how successful they were out of that, Murray was 8 for 8 for 104 yards out of empty sets.
Yeah. It was something to behold. Greg, I want to look at the Titans defense, though, because there was a familiar concept that popped up from a year ago that drove fans crazy. It was DeAndre Hopkins' second touchdown on a 2nd and 5 play in the second quarter. Titans ran a zero blitz concept. They had off
17-yarder. Yeah.
They had the off man coverage, which is something that Titans fans thought they left in 2020 with all of the personnel changes that they made with designs to play a little more press man. And certainly they did. But they gave up a touchdown on it to DeAndre Hopkins, reminiscent of the Steelers game where they ran the exact same defensive coverage, and the result was the same. It was a red zone play. It was I can't remember who the touchdown Ben Roethlisberger threw it to. But what were the Cardinals seeing there to be able to exploit, and what does the Titans defense leave themselves vulnerable to in those zero blitz concepts?
Well, on that particular play, it was actually empty. They went to empty with Hopkins was in the inside slot to the twin side of the field, the two receiver side of the field, the boundary side. And Edmonds, the running back, was outside of him. And what happened is it's an interesting defensive concept that a number of teams use. It's not pure man, because you would not have Byard match up to Hopkins if it was pure man.
Yeah.
You'd have a corner match up to Hopkins, but the corner bounced outside when Edmonds was outside of Hopkins. So it's kind of a matchup off coverage, but it's not pure man. Now, there is no post safety in the middle of the field, so therefore it has a zero feel to it. I've talked about this with a guy that I've worked with for years on the matchup show, who's a former coach and scout. And we struggle with actually whether you want to call that zero man, because it's off coverage. It's not pure man the way a lot of teams play zero. Yet they did rush six. So therefore there's only five defenders to match up to the five receivers. But if it was true man, I do not believe they would have had Kevin Byard in their nickel playing on Hopkins man-to-man.
Yeah.
So it's some kind of matchup off coverage concept that's not pure man.
And that entire conversation is available wherever you listen to podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe. It is as good of a Titans breakdown as you are going to find. And you can find it under the install with Greg Cosell. Coming up tonight from Nissan Stadium, you're going to want to be tuned in to 104.5 The Zone, because Titans radio for one night only has become Tigers radio. Waverly High School faces off with the Blue Devils of White House High School inside Nissan Stadium. This is such a cool thing the Tennessee Titans are doing. And it's so cool for us to get to have an NFL broadcast for a high school football game. Big 3A matchup. Waverly, undefeated so far this season. Of course, it's been well documented the amount of turmoil, the horrible, horrible things that happened in that community during the flooding over the past month. This is a cool opportunity to give back to a community, and specifically to a high school football program that lost so much in that flood. Mike Keith, Coach Dave McGinnis, Amy Wells, Rhett Bryan, Lucas Panzica going to be in the house as well. The whole Titans radio crew is going to make this a really cool event. So make sure you check out at least a little bit of that broadcast. Donate. We'll have much more details on that coming up tonight, but going to be a very cool moment for lots of people that love high school football in this area, but more importantly, for the Waverly community. So tomorrow we will finish off this week on the Zone Daily, get you ready for Tennessee Tech. What would make this Saturday's game a success for Tennessee? Lucas Panzeca and I will have a couple of options for you there. Plus, more Titans analysis as the Titans get ready to head to Seattle. It's going to be a busy weekend, and we'll be ready for your preview of that coming up tomorrow on the Zone Daily.